That's what it sounds like when you call Democratic congressional candidate Karen Bass. The phone's disconnected, and the campaign office is closed.
That's quite symbolic.
That's political commentator Earl Offray Hutchinson.
Karen Bass has assumed that the election is over, that there's no need to put any resources, funding, money, campaign time into an election that essentially is over.
Hutchinson says that's because Bass is running for a safe Democratic seat. Obama won this district in 2008 with 87% of the vote. This district includes South L.A. and Los Feliz. Bass is well known in South L.A. as the founder of the Community Coalition and as a state representative. We called Bass's spokesperson, Jenny Wood, to find out why the office is closed.
Well, the campaign office closed after the primary, and as a means of supporting many of the other races that have been very competitive throughout the area, we made the decision to close our office but continue our activity.
Wood says Bass is still out campaigning, just not in L.A.
She's actually going to be campaigning for Stephanie Moore in Kansas, to Mississippi, where she'll be helping Congressman Travis Childers get reelected.
But Wood says Bass is still reaching out back home. She says the campaign has held over 60 events in the district since the primary and plans to hold more campaign stops up to Election Day.
And how would you learn about something like that?
Sure. Well, anybody could go ahead and log on to our website at KarenBass.com and get information or check out Karen Bass's Facebook page, where the details will be posted as well.
But when you go to those sites, you see that before last week, no events had been posted since May. Hutchinson thinks Bass still needs to be out there.
Because even though she's the odds-on favorite to win, even though she probably will win and win big, at the same time, the constituents still need to know what your position on the issues are.
He says this really strikes at the heart of something else.
That when you have someone who's the overwhelming favorite in a district that's overwhelmingly Democratic, then really it does a disservice, I think, to the constituents in the district.
Voters don't get to hear the Republican opponent either. James Andion has no listed events and no working campaign phone number. And, like the Bass campaign, he also doesn't return emails. Here's his response.
Sometimes I receive over 1,000 emails a day, and it's very difficult to respond to all people.
Despite this, Andion says he's raising money and receiving broad community support. But when asked what kind of numbers he's talking...
But you can't give me a number or anything.
Not right now.
Bass spokesperson Jenny Wood says Bass has raised over $800,000. When asked how much of that the campaign has spent in the district, she couldn't answer. Hutchinson says the lack of candidate presence is not how democracy should work.
Democracy should be a process where everyone is engaged in the process, and you can only be engaged if you are informed about the issues.
Whether the voter is informed or not, Karen Bass will probably win this Tuesday. And unless districts are redrawn, Bass should ride through future campaigns or non-campaigns. Madeline Cinto, Annenberg Radio News.